Desert Island Discs.
What was the first music you heard? Was there a lot in your home?
Well, the first music I heard would be the singing of my mother. She was a mezzo-soprano, and although she never made a career in Australia at all, never really sang professionally to any extent, she nevertheless had a very fine voice, and I think would have been one of the great singers of her day had she pursued her career to the extent that, well, I have.
Yes.
But she used to practice around the house, and I used to imitate her, and I imitated her even to the extent of thinking that I was a mezzo-soprano up until the time I went to have lessons.
Mm-hmm. When did you start having lessons?
Not until I was 18.
Had you studied music before that, the piano?
I studied the piano for a short time. I could never really see what bearing it had on the fact that I wanted to be a singer all the time, and I was annoyed with having to practice the piano. And I just learned enough to be able to play my own accompaniments, and then I'm afraid I gave it away.
Where did you study singing?
I studied singing privately in Sydney with some very fine teachers there who have now come to London.
Mm-hmm. What was your very first professional engagement?
I really can't remember my very first professional engagement, but the first engagement of any real note was a concert performance of Dido and Aeneas in the Sydney Town Hall.
Yes. You had launched yourself by this time as a full-time professional singer.
By that time, I was still doing full-time secretarial work, but very shortly it came to the point where I had to choose between one or the other, and I decided that I might as well try the singing first, and
yes,
could always go back to secretarial work if necessary.
What was the first important thing that happened to you after you had taken the plunge?
Well, I spoke earlier of the assistance given to young artists in Australia. I managed to win two very large vocal competitions, one sponsored by a big oil company and another by one of the big newspapers in Australia.
Yeah.
And was able with that money to make up my mind to come abroad and try my luck in London or elsewhere.
Well, Miss Sutherland, you arrived in London. Had you many friends here?
No, I hadn't. I think the only real one I had was Richard Bonning, who later became my husband.
You'd met him in Australia before?
Oh, yes, yes. We'd been in concerts together, and I knew him as a concert pianist out there.
Well, what did you do when you first came here?
I set about studying for a year, and during that time I did auditions for Covent Garden, and then in 1952 I joined the company.
Yes, and you've been at Covent Garden ever since. You're
still
right, a member of the permanent company.
Yes.
What was the first role you sang at Covent Garden?
The first role I sang was the First Lady in the Magic Flute. And very soon after, I sang the minute part of the nursemaid in Norma with Maria Callas and Ebi Stignani when they came to do the opera there first.
Mm.
And I was a very terrified beginner standing backstage listening to the wonderful ovation that they received. And I was wondering whether that could happen to me ever, but I didn't really think it could.
And, of course, you created roles in several contemporary operas at Covent Garden.
Yes, the Michael Tippett Opera, Midsummer Marriage, and also the Poulenc Opera, The Dialogues of the Carmelites.
Yes.
But I really prefer the roles of the 18th and 19th century, and, well, very early 20th century, but
yes,
chiefly the 18th and 19th.
And you sang with the Covent Garden Company for 7 seasons, and now you've made this tremendous success in Lucia de Lammermoor. Is there any one person that you feel inspired you or helped you in your work more than anyone else?
Yes, I do. I think my husband, we always worked together,
yeah,
on my roles, and he had this great love of the early 19th century operas, and convinced me that they were the roles that I should sing.
Mm-hmm. I told you, you work very hard indeed at your singing. You believe in long hours of practice.
I believe in continual practice, yes, but, well, little and often.
Yes.
I think that the voice tires very easily and it must be given reasonable rest in between.
Mm. And you always work with your husband. He's your coach, your
yes,
pianist,
yes,
your inspiration.
Yes.